I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Madison Mercantile, broadcasting live on this Monday afternoon with Chris Shelstead. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
It's going super.
Yeah, a little chilly out there, but it's nice and sunny and got all that snow moved yesterday, so today was a good day.
Yeah, you had some kids sweep clean your sidewalk off, huh?
Thank goodness. You know, we had this layer of ice out there. Oof. And then I put a call out on Facebook and said, hey, who wants to come and scrape this ice? And so we had four kids show up right away, and then another four. I had to go to the hardware store and buy some more picks and axes and scrapers, and, you know, four of them kind of stuck around and got a lot of it done. So that was great. There is a group of industrious little guys in town here who, they want to make a couple dollars, so if you got a job, just put the word out.
Awesome, awesome. All right, we got a lot of things to go through today.
Oh, we do. We always do. But
this past weekend, you had a great crowd.
We did. You know, the band that was here last weekend was called Boyd's Landing, and, you know, I'm kind of partial to that band. My brother's in that.
That's right.
So Eric Shelstead, and then Brad Fernholz and Ed Hegland, and Casey Wadlevich joined them on drums this time, all the way from California.
Oh, wow.
So when you add up all of their families and all the other people and friends, we ended up with over 100 people here.
Oh, super.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really, really fun night. They had a good time. They only get together a couple times a year, so they really had a good time.
Good. And you got more music coming up.
We do. We do. So this week, I want to really let everybody know that we've got two great events going on Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, we have Charlie Roth, Madison's own Charlie Roth, album release party.
Oh, an album release party.
And I say album, but, you know, he's going to release it on a thumb drive, not an actual album. So you can buy his whole album on a thumb drive. So come and hear some of his new songs and get yourself a copy of his new album.
Okay, that's this Friday night?
That's Friday night. We'll start around 6:30 and okay. Just have a good time listening to Charlie's new songs.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we have this event called A Very Good Christmas Carol. And we had them here last year, and it was kind of a small crowd that showed up. But this year, I want to make sure we have a big crowd for them on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And this is a theater show, two guys, and it's suitable for all ages. In fact, the kids are going to love this. And I'm thinking, if you're planning to go to the big Christmas Carol show at the Prairie Arts Center, but you maybe don't want to bring your little kids and stuff, this is a good option. Instead, come the week before, come to this on Saturday the 6th at 6 o'clock, and bring the kids. It's an audience participation show.
Oh, fun.
These guys will get up with very few props, and it's a kind of an impromptu show in a way. But they'll grab somebody from the audience and make them part of the show. So it's a lot of fun for kids.
Awesome.
Please come on down to the Merck.
That's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday at 6 o'clock.
So Friday and Saturday night, here at the Merck, that's where you want to be.
That's right. That's where you want to be. We're going to have a good time.
All right, what else we got to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know we are working on our music and events calendar for the whole year. We're trying really hard to get everything scheduled and get it out to people because we continuously hear that people didn't hear about something. You know, maybe right. They didn't hear it on the radio, or they didn't see it in the paper, or they don't see Facebook. So we want to make sure to really have a solid schedule and put it out in flyer form or send it out. Moments that we're planning in the next year, we're going to try to get ahead of the curve and make sure
all
people
right.
know about it.
All right, good.
Yeah, and then you and I were talking about health a minute ago.
Yep,
and,
sure.
You know, what we should eat or drink to maybe lose a little weight, be
yep.
a little healthier, and that always comes up this time of year when we all have colds, you know. And
or after Thanksgiving.
Right, right. So sometimes one of the things we've been doing here is we have what we call our golden latte or our golden powder that we can put in coffee.
Yep.
So in this fancy concoction, we've got turmeric, ginger, black pepper, and cinnamon, and you can mix it with honey. And this has all of those great herbs and spices that are really good for your heart health and for your immune system. So whenever you buy something here at the Merck, a coffee or a
yep.
latte or something like that, you can ask for a scoop of that.
I will.
And Paul, we're going to throw it in everything you get when you come in here.
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Very healthy, too.
It is. It is. It's good stuff. And you can add a little honey and even a scoop of collagen if you want to. So we're trying to make your afternoon coffee a little healthier.
Okay.
And then, speaking of food, you know, we're working on our kitchen, our shared kitchen.
Yep.
We're trying to get that thing going. And one of the offshoots of getting the shared kitchen and food aggregation space in place is having people grow their own food. So, you know, my friend Tony Foreman, who is also on our board, he's got a project that he'd love to tell everybody about.
Yeah, and Tony's our special guest today. Thanks for coming on Coffee at the Merc, Tony.
I do feel special.
Yeah, and we're both in radio. We're both doing radio here, right?
We have the faces for it.
That's right.
That was perfect.
All right, what are you going to tell us here, Tony?
Well, I was inspired by a program that I was able to see this past winter. There's a group doing a program on soil blocking, which is a way that you can start plants for your garden early, as by kind of creating these little blocks of soil to start your seeds in. This was done through the Women in Conservation group. And I was inspired by that and wanted to see what I can do to help people grow their own food in a garden. I grew up on the farm and grew up gardening. I gardened with my children, spent 35 years in science education helping kids in schools grow plants to put on the prairie. And I thought here in my retirement, maybe this is something I can do to contribute to this good food program here at the Mercantile.
Oh, that's awesome. It's a great connection, too.
Yeah. So many of you know about Kelvin's garden.
Kelvin Rubber,
The raised bed garden and the growing room. Well, that's been something we really wanted to take to the next level, and I think with Tony's help and with part of this program that he's working with the University of Minnesota Extension, I think we can really provide some resources, and you're starting with the survey?
Yes. The program is, I'm calling it the Liberty Garden Growing Initiative. And this is kind of hearkening back to the old Victory Gardens during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota back then, here's your trivia, they didn't adopt Victory Gardens. They already had, through U of M Extension, what they called Liberty Gardens.
Mm.
And actually, the Victory Gardens, I think, were modeled after Minnesota's Liberty Gardens.
Okay.
So I am using that name and pitched the idea to the U of M's Regional Sustainable Development Partnership Program, RSDP. And they thought the idea had legs. So they got me connected with some folks at U of M in Morris. We have an intern that's putting together a survey that will launch here in a week or so. Watch the Merc social media. We're going to get something in the newspaper here, the Western Guard, about it. And that survey will drive some of the programming that happens.
Okay.
And around that survey, we also have two information open houses scheduled. So if you want to provide some input or some information, have questions about the program, you can come down to the Merc here next week, Thursday the 11th, from 6 to 7:30. I'll be here. I'll have an intern from U of M here, and we'll talk a little bit about the survey. You can do the survey on site, and then also on Saturday the 13th of December in the morning, from 10 to 11:30.
What are you hoping to find out from the survey?
Well, what I'm hoping to find out is what our next steps should be. I have in my mind what I think people need to start growing good food for themselves, but that's what I think they need.
Okay.
I'd rather hear from people who want to do it, but are struggling getting started, what's stopping you from doing it.
You mean like starting a garden?
Starting a garden.
You don't know how, or you don't have the space, or what?
Yeah, maybe I don't have the space, I don't have the back that I used to, maybe I need help, I don't have the knowledge. So all of those things. And the survey is designed to kind of ferret out, you know, what what folks need to get started.
That's neat.
Yeah, and you know, from my perspective, with the food aggregation hub and the kitchen and things like that that we're building, the more people that are growing good food, the more people who will bring good food here that we can serve to the community. You can be growing food for your family, but if you have excess, maybe you want to come here to the farmer's market and sell it and make some money. Or maybe you want to start some company like a salsa making business or something like that. So we want to help people do those food innovation things from the ground up, literally.
And we've seen success in our area, like the Haugen's with their mill, and the list is long.
The list is long, and once we get our commercial kitchen up and running, our shared kitchen, then a lot of folks can come in and sort of realize their dreams as food entrepreneurs. So we're excited, and with any luck, cross your fingers. We'll get some electrical work and some plumbing work in pretty soon, and by the end of the winter, by the time we're ready to start growing plants, we'll have this kitchen ready for everybody to come and use their skills or learn some new skills to provide good food to their families and to the surrounding community.
Right. Great idea there, Tony. That's awesome. So when is the survey supposed to come out?
Survey will launch in about a week.
Okay.
And it'll be live for a good month or so.
Oh, okay.
To gather that input, and then we'll start putting that input to use and figuring out what we do next for programs.
Okay.
I know you look out the window. You look out the window right now, and it doesn't really look like a gardening season,
not
right?
Gardening season.
But now's a good time to talk about it. So we're going to have a number of gardening-related events and things like that over the winter, so we're all raring to go when spring comes. In addition to that, we're planning, and as part of our entire calendar, some really great events. Every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we have a community cares group that meets here. It started out as a caregiver support group, but it's kind of morphed into a group of people that want to try something new, that want to learn something new. So I'm encouraging folks, if you maybe feel like you need to get out of the house, if you want to make some friends, learn something new, come into the Merck Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, and we'll have a different topic every single week. Tony's going to tell them about the garden. We might talk about other things going on in town, maybe bring in an elected official for them to talk to.
Like the mayor?
Yeah. Hey, mayor, if you're listening, better sign up. But there's lots of stuff going on in town and lots of really interesting people in town that can really help this group grow. In addition to that, we've got our standard things we have, like we have trivia on the second Friday of every month. Some people still think it's on Thursday, but I'm here to tell you, it's the second Friday of every month.
Okay.
And Tony's actually the trivia master. He writes all the questions himself, and sometimes he shows up in costume.
Oh, wow. Trivia master, Tony.
That is me.
Okay.
It is a lot of fun. We'll have groups of, you know, like six or seven teams, and yep. It's a really fun time. And then we have open mic the third Friday of every month. Sometimes that gets preempted by a music event, but we're going to try to really protect that so people can come and show us what they got at open mic on the third Friday. Lots of great opportunities for clubs to meet. We still have card groups that meet, the quilt club, all these other groups. And if anybody else wants to start a new group, whether it's a group around a special interest or just a group of friends that want to get together on the regular, give us a call. We'll make sure you're on the calendar.
All right. And I'm part of the social media group. We meet every Wednesday at noon here at the Merck. If you're interested in building your business through social media, come. It's kind of a laid-back thing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And even if you don't want to be part of a group, if you just want to find a quiet corner to read a book or something like that, you're welcome to do that. And between now and Christmas, don't forget to visit our pop-up shops.
Ooh, pop-up shops.
Yep, if you look over there, Paul, and people on the radio, look over there. We've got some Christmas pop-up shops we're setting up for local handmade items that people are selling. So we still have some room in the pop-up shops. Get a hold of us if you'd like to set up a booth, whether it's for a day or a week or for the entire time between now and Christmas. We'd love to see what you have and help people buy local.
Okay. Tony, anything else? We cover everything there.
Watch the Western Guard and the Merck social media page for information on when that survey goes live and how to access it.
Okay.
Or stop by the Merck next Thursday from 6 to 7:30 or next Saturday from 10 to 11:30.
All right. Thanks for heading that up, Tony. Chris, anything? As we wrap up here.
You know, I always have something.
Okay, got 1 minute.
In my last minute with you, I'd like to plug the Lac Parle Players Christmas Carol Show coming up on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. come to our show on Saturday night, A Very Good Christmas Carol, but then make sure to get your tickets for the Lacaparle Players Christmas Carol show on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It is a beautiful project. The stage is gorgeous. The costumes are great. And Andy Thole, I think, is going to knock everybody's socks off with his depiction of Scrooge.
Yeah. All right. All right, Chris, thanks. Tony, thanks for joining us on Coffee at the Merc here.
Thanks, Paul. As always, this is a great time.
All right. That's another Coffee at the Merc here from the Madison Mercantile.